Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
As an escape from the Steelers, let's talk some... Are you okay to talk some NFL?
Yeah.
But not the Steelers? Because I do think it needs to be talked about. Give a listen to this, though, because this will make you, most people in Western Pennsylvania, it'll make your blood boil a little bit.
Here's Allen, straight drop. Allen throwing, and it's knocked away. Miles Bryant able to knock the pass away, incomplete. McCourty came on the blitz, brought the pressure. They turn it over on downs, and Buffalo can only stop the clock one time.
This is a tremendously instinctive play by Miles Bryant.
It is. ESPN, the credit there. And let's thematically say, please don't tell me, or please tell me this isn't true. As ESPN delivered that to us, and the Patriots deliver a 14-10 win at Windy Buffalo, please tell me this isn't true. The Patriots might be the best team in the AFC.
No, they are.
Oh, gosh.
They are.
Oh, gosh.
I hate to break it to everyone, but it's not just in record only. They're the hottest team in the AFC. They're the best team in the AFC. And they are the classic, the team you don't want to face in the playoffs. It's the Patriots.
Did I read right where Bill Belichick has now had 11 separate seasons where he's had a 7-game win streak in them?
I didn't see that, but it's remarkable, but not surprising, given Belichick and the Patriots over the last two decades.
Please tell me it's not true that the New England Patriots also took a blueprint of what you need to do in a cap league, Chris. Okay, they lost a quarterback, a generational one. Tell me if this sounds anything like what could happen in Pittsburgh. That they lost a quarterback, which is a generational one.
Right.
He decided he wanted to go somewhere else or retire, either one, but he decided he wanted to go to sunny, kind of central-ish Florida, right, along the Gulf Coast. Beautiful Gulf Coast, all our friends, Bradenton
yes.
Beaches.
We love the west coast of Florida.
Oh, we absolutely love it down there, Anna Maria Island, mm-hmm. Bradenton, all our places. So he decided he wanted to go down there. And what the New England Patriots did is they said, we are going to risk sucking for a year. We're okay with that. We might suck for a year. But we're going to have our sights set on who we think is the right guy. We're going to go find him in the draft. We're going to put some places or some people, excuse me, around him. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to try to assemble the number one scoring defense. And they've done that to this point. Mm-hmm. And then we are going to relaunch. But we are going to choose a road, risk sucking. And they did that last year. And now they're right here. That's what it takes in a cap league.
Here's the catch, Colin. They didn't even suck out
right.
loud. They were 7-9, 2 games under .500. That's it. That's the first losing season that Bill Belichick had in New England. Sound familiar to someone else we know who doesn't like to have losing seasons and has never had one? They had one losing season. It got them in position, to your point, to right the ship, and here they are, 8-4. Best record in the AFC, and they are the team in the AFC now. And it's because I know he cheated. He cheated his ass off for years, but Belichick is the reason.
Please tell me this isn't true, but the New England Patriots are the best team in the AFC.
They are.
I mean, it is, and it's happening right before our eyes. One more clip. Mr. Mac Jones, who I think has already gone to not just undergrad, but he got his post-grad degree and his law degree from the Belichick School of Dealing with the Media. When you listen to Mr. Mac Jones in his post-game after the win last night, 14-10 over the Bills, in which Mr. Mac Jones threw the football, dare I say, what, three times. 2 of 3 for 19 yards. Listen to how electric he is in post-game.
I mean, I'm just trying to win, so it was good that we scored more than the other team, and we did a great job on offense. Josh just staying calm and just calling the plays that he knew that would work. And it took all 11 guys. And, you know, it doesn't matter how many times you run it or throw it. As long as we win, everyone's going to be happy.
Electricity. Yes. Electricity from Mac, right? I mean, wow. Maction from that guy. So much. But please tell me this isn't true, that watching that game, there were actually, and there were Twitter threads about this, people who didn't like that atmosphere. There were far more people than I anticipated. How could you not love the bare elements of football? People want to go dome only or want to control.
That's not how the game works now. Jeez. You got to throw the ball all over the place. No, that's football at its purest, really. I mean, that's football before the forward pass almost. That's the point we got to last night. And that, look, this is how you keep it from becoming Madden on a soundstage. This is how you keep it from becoming basketball on grass. You institute the elements, right? Yes, we all love 41-38 games. They're fun, especially when your team wins. Think of the Steelers-Chargers a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. right? We've seen some I think of Cleveland-Baltimore on Monday night last December. Those kind of games, they're fun. Don't get me wrong. But when you want to find out who the better team is, and it's why I reassert that New England's the best team in the AFC this morning, you want to find out who the better team is from guy 53 on the roster all the way up through the starting quarterback to the head coach and the entire staff. Introduce the elements and see which team handles them better.
I go here with it. I go what used to be 16, now 17, which will be 18 soon enough, an 18-game or 17-game season in which you don't know what you're going to get week for week. Mm-hmm. The variety is what I like. I don't like 17 snow games. I don't like 17 right. games where it's 72 degrees and nice out. Give me rain sometimes. Give me snow sometimes. Give me idyllic 64 degrees and a little bit of clouds and a light wind, and that's wonderful for a lot of people. But the ability to be able to be pliable and play in different conditions.
And yes, exactly. Be able to adjust. I think back to the game. The Steelers played a game in the Meadowlands. I want to say it was, gosh, over 10 years ago. And I want to say it was a Charlie Batch start, perhaps. I can't remember exactly. I don't have the details perfect in my memory, so I apologize. But I know it was a game when Bruce Arians was offensive coordinator. And they went into the Meadowlands, and it was terrifically windy. Like it was almost like it was in Buffalo last night. 30, 40 mile an hour winds consistently, gusts of more than that. And they still threw the ball like 35 times. That's how you find out which coaching staff is actually prepared and nimble enough to right. adjust on game day. Introduce the elements. And it wasn't like these were elements that hadn't been predicted since way back on last Monday when I told you to take the Patriots against the Bills to begin with. And we knew if you kept an eye on it throughout the week, which as I'm sure the Patriots and Bills staffs did, you knew it was going to be windy last night. And so you come up with the best game plan for the elements. You have to do that sometimes.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely something where you need to be light on your feet. Follow us. We're on Twitter at 937 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. Please tell me this isn't true. Actually, I'm kind of rooting for this a little bit. But please tell me this isn't true, that we're barreling perhaps, maybe, towards that Patriots and Bucks Super Bowl. Could
it
happen?
Give it to me.
Me too.
Give
me
it to
too.
Me. Give me Belichick v. Brady. Give me the two of them sort of standoffishly talking very nice about each other for an entire week and a half. And then give me the final ultimate referendum on who the true GOAT is over the last 20 years in the NFL. Did Belichick build Brady or did Brady make Belichick? Yes, absolutely. If the Steelers aren't going to go to the Super Bowl, which I don't think they will, unfortunately.
Right.
Hate to break it to you. Give me Tampa, New England.
That is the happiest ending Bobby Kraft could even author. It is incredible. I want 2 weeks of that, though, in the lights, the glitz, the glamour of Hollywood this time. You're shipping everyone out west
uh-huh.
and having 2 weeks of Belichick and Brady. Look, I think it's still a bit of a long shot, especially, I mean, for both of these teams. It's just wide open. But if you're asking me right now, as we're here and we've veered into December, mm-hmm. what I want from a Super Bowl matchup, because the hometown team I don't think can get there, give me that.
Who wins that game right now? Your knee-jerk reaction.
You tell me exactly how I'm supposed to ever bet against Belichick
exactly.
in a big game.
Exactly.
I know Brady's super good, but uh-huh. you tell me. But What if after the suspension, here he comes riding in with his cape, the old AB in the Super Bowl, out in L.A., doing crazy stuff all week.
That presumes the Bucs don't tell him to hit the bricks once he comes back off the suspension, which I saw as a distinct possibility. But, yeah, I would lean towards Belichick as well because of what we saw last. This is why, like I said.
Pliability.
As much as he cheated his tail off for decades and could still be cheating for all we know. I don't know. The guy who used to be his head cheating coordinator doesn't work there anymore. So I don't know if they're still cheating as massively as they
were.
He's
stuck in those floods, apparently. No,
but they may have cheated their tails off for years. But that right there tells you why Belichick will do whatever it takes to win, up to and including we're just going to pass the ball three times tonight.
We drafted you. You're our franchise quarterback. You're going to be the quarterback here for over a decade. Tonight, you're going to turn around and hand it off.
50 times?
Right, 46 times.
Yeah.
You're just going to hand it off. Okay, coach, thank you. We'll win.
Yeah.
It is a masterful situation.
And he takes Mac Jones, too. I thought it was a really insightful story from Peyton Manning, real quick, from last night from the Manning cast. He talks to the quarterbacks and the head coaches every week before they do their game on Monday night. And he said he called Mac Jones and said, hey, Mac, can we talk? And Mac Jones was like, listen, I'd love to, Peyton, but you got to go through PR, you know, in order to get everything cleared. He's like, okay, yeah, no problem. Called the PR director. PR director very respectfully was like, listen, no. They're insulating Mac Jones from everything. Mac Jones isn't doing car commercials this year. Mac Jones isn't going out and handing out butter balls the week of Thanksgiving. Mac Jones isn't doing anything but sitting in a room watching film with Belichick and then going out and practicing and getting ready to play football.
He's figuring out a way to beat the Bills.
He's an evil freaking genius, Belichick is, because he looks at every angle.
Unbelievable. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Please tell me it all isn't true, but I have a feeling that it is what we just talked about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.